Beginning the Karnadam himself, Zibam is the Abchafav, beginning on the Bezigin, and Tezmas, but the Gemal, Osir Kalas Bita, El Mishim Kalas Benoit. You're right, the daughter in law of the daughter really is only forbidden because the daughter in law of the son, because the daughter in law of the daughter would not really have any problems. Now, it says Tezvatim, it's a wonder. The Milo, Osir in law, why is it not forbidden? Because only because of Kalas Benoit, it should be problematic, Mishim Kalashim in the cave of Erva. There's a cloud, the Gemara tells us that wherever, if it was a female, be Erva. The Mezacha, then when it's a male, goes Alishta Mishim Shni, then they decree on his wife that's secondary Erva, because come on, like the Gemara says later on, the Tam Gomu, that's a bona fide reasoning. But least among them, it's not just that monic, because when the Parak Lo, we find the Gemara even asked as a question, Maishnani, what's different this one, that one? So the Gemara says, oh, Bechad Kedushim, this is with one condition, with two condition, but you see that the Gemara asked as a question and holds it's a bona fide limud. And therefore, if that's the case, so Kalas Bitoy is the equivalent of Benoy. If we're saying that regarding if it would be a male, it would be a female, would be problematic. So when we're talking about the male version of that, so that would be a problem also with the wife, which is what the daughter-in-law is. So so for that itself, it should be problematic. So why is the Gemara saying that Kalas Bita would not be problematic because of that cloud? But more of them in the Pashim in the Eishes Achir Eim in the Eim, the Gemara says that it resolves it that by the mother's maternal brother's wife, and V'lemokal Bekalas Bita. Later on, the Gemara wants to say this klal because of the game is erva. Then the Bezacha goes to the Gemara says, oh, it's referring to this case of the maternal, the mother's maternal brother. Well, why is the Gemara saying, why aren't you saying it's coming to include the case of Kalas Bita, where you could also say the same klal? Essentially, it's the same type of a question. So memory says, no, the Tan Debrais is less lahu time, and the Tan Debrais does not hold to that reasoning. Because Abba B'dar Zachrin, because it was only later generation that it goes to this concept, this klal of Koshim Nikhev Erba. And this actually answers another question. So it says, Lachik Geparach Mashai Dahashai, when the Gemara asks, what did it leap over when you're saying these two cases that it should have left above the cases? Leboy Lemeh, the Gemara doesn't want to say, oh, the Shai Ashis, Eshaz Achi Eim, and the Eim, the Bishtan La Isser, that, oh, left over that case, which that's also Asser, which the mother's maternal brother, because that was, it's to the later generations. And because it was based on that cloud, which wasn't around at the times of the time of the Brisa, the Gemara cannot have answered that that's what's being excluded. Now, Ben Tamitis is even going to say, my part, what's the Gemara asking? But Klolohu, is this really a cloud? This cloud that we're asking from, Chamoisa Erva B'chula, what we have, that his mother-in-law's Usser, and yet his father-in-law's wife is permitted. So let's tell you, so what I mean. Dumbahani Namigazru, maybe no, maybe actually the father-in-law's wife actually is forbidden. But Basachi was only subsequently nixed, like we said, Mehaitim, for the same reason, which only came at a later point in time. So, something you can say is no, the Kim Lubahan, the Shah, know that they knew that this was permitted, and even at a later point in time. But then, Bahad, the Prokhli come on this, the Gemara is later on, according to reasoning, Shiva Shavas, and it's not really 16, it's 17. I've got the Basachi Gaz, you can mention, but this was guys at a later point in time, like we explained. So what are you asking that 17, maybe at that time wasn't around? So it says, no, Yudea, who he knew that the Shneis, the Marbe, the Abundant, were asking that he says number 16 was Mudez Achrim, but was in later generations, and therefore that this one, even though it was later generations, should have also been mentioned, which would make it 17, not 16. Next says, Master, beginning with the Gemara of Asher, he says, going Kala, the Beit of Mori, but Isaac, each one went and brought different examples of when there's both daughter-in-laws of the son and daughter-in-law of the daughter, which I just explained, Kocha, Nakar, Isaac, Shai, Beyom, everyone is just picking, it's not like a contradiction or a disagreement, they're just bringing what was in their generation that they had both types of daughter-in-laws. Now, more of a sense, but talk, let me have to say the same Mori Bar Isaac have. You have to say that it was, which is in the Dibri Maskel, which is one of the cases, that there was two Mori Bar Isaacs. Well, Echad be made Abashi, because Master Rachel sounds like over here that Rabashi Omar, and so do we find in Perikil Mitzizim Mitzid of Chabez and Alpha, Mimim Rabashi Mazucha equal Bustin to be Mori Bar Isaac. So Rabashi was at the same time Mori Bar Isaac. Now, you have to say that Echad Hoy, there was another one, the Mayor of Chizda. Because the Mafkin, like the Gemara says over the end of Lamentation, based on Mamatzia and Mori, but Isaac Beigad, I mean, some say Chana Be Isaac, Asli, Lee Achvam Bechazoi, his brother came from Bechazoi, also came from Bechazoi, came from Bechazda. Now, problem is, Bechazda nifted me made over. Bechazda passed away in days of Rabbah, because I'm a pregnant person, like it says in the last pregnant human that I'm Haim based. Oh, but Yemshim is Rabbah, the day that Rabbah passed away, no Rabash Rabash was born, because he's a pregnant son of Yuchsin, in Kedushan of Haim based and based. So obviously, Rabashi, who was two generations after Bechazda, obviously was not the same Mori, but Isaac, that each one of them was at the same time of his lifetime. So regarding the father's wife, a brother's wife, and the father's sister, Question was mahu. What meaning? As the Gemara explained the question, because since the generation beneath is an erva, so the question is, would we say that these are also going to be forbidden? Which Tosfos says, for the same money you could have asked regarding the mother's mother's sister, which also one generation lower is an erva. But Tosfos is really included in the same case of the father's father's sister, which is the same as the mother's mother's sister. But we're also beneath it is also an erva. But since this from the Garcin Lobahed, there are some texts that explicitly mention this as one of the cases that the Gemara was asking. Begins with the word "my shadai shire." If you're leaving this out, what else are you leaving out? Because says Taisus Avakav the Tazin. Although these were two cases, which so already we have two left out. So what are you asking? My shadai shire, which you just have to have two. No, Chadachashvelu they counted as one. Because like the Gemara says shortly, how to trade the Damin Lahadadi. These two, they're really similar. Chadachashvelu really counted as one. Now, Pishbukhan's Rashi explains the Halach Tati. These two are referring to Haim Ishazachi Abiyah, Bachais Abiyah. They were considered as one. But says Tesha Blukimish Pishaben Yitzchak Ben Rabbein Meir. The Koy, he explains when the Gemara says later on that these two are counted as one. He says the Koy Ishazachi Aim and Aim. It's going on the mother's maternal brother's wife, the Ishazachi Aim and Ab, and the mother's paternal brother's wife. Because the Kulachi Aim Karlu, he says, oh, they're both cool uncle. But based on that, you would have a difficulty. Then what the Gemara asks my Shadah Hashayah, rather obviously it's like Rashi. Next says Master to begin with the Gemara, Amema Aksha Bechula. Amema says these cases of Ishachia Avia Av and Achis Avia Av are mutter. Raphael says, no, they're forbidden. Halach Lisei says, Pasuk Ben Chanan, Ben Chanan rules. The Halach Amema, the Halach is like a Amema that is going to be kosher. And Bechim Shultas, Bechim Shultas, Bechim Shultas. Chimash Bechim Shultas, it sounds like Rabash Shultas, because the Gemara says later on, he says, Hashnam, Dexib Lissur, and even now that it's written, Isser, Lav Mabrede Rabban the Chosma, he didn't sign, which sounds like again that he holds it as kosher. Whereas Lari near the Inalach Amim, Ri says it appears that Allah is not like a member, because the Sugi the Gemara Bechel Zigmar later on, Daf Memam Beis brings the Likab to say, why would we find this? Because the Gemara there says regarding someone that does Chalitza to his Yavama, he's forbidden her relatives, she's forbidden his relatives. The Gemara wants to know, where the guys are shnius, the second era is bechalutza or not. The Gemara wants to prove from the Brayser Bechia that one of the cases ben benoi is forbidden on the chalutza, isn't it because of the chalitz where it's eishes avi aviv? So you see, the guys are shnius bechalutza. The Gemara says no, it's actually it's because of the one who passed away, because it's eishes achi aviv me aviv. So the Gemara says, but a meimer says it's okay be eishes achi avi aviv. So the Gemara says, yeah, according to that meimer, you're right, it's going to be forbidden because of the chalitza, and according to him, you are guys, but we didn't answer for everyone else, which says the Rukama a meimer mukalim shem chalitz. And because goes to Shnei's Bechalutza, but it sounds like in that time of Lipshit by Shalom Yidav Meimah, they don't want the proof of Meimah, which some Gersers have the words, because Mishum, Deloi Sfeel, like Kavaseh, because obviously, because they don't hold like a Meimah, and therefore the Rebbe wants to say the Halach is not like a Meimah.